I welcome the exception aid fund for suckler farmers, and just ask, will that money be paid out this year in 2019? We're faced with Brexit, as we all know, and this Mercosur deal is coming in. We have 270,000 tonne coming into Europe already, and we have another 99,000 tonne of beef coming in. So it's just going to distort the market. And if we're serious about supporting small family farmers and keeping people living on the land and working the land, they're going to need help, and they're going to need a lot of help, quite honestly. So whatever has to be done in relation to the exception lead fund, and also for NCAP going forward into the future, that there would be need to be strong support there if we're serious about keeping the small family farm, suckler farm, on the land.
Deputy, I repeat my opening line. I have no plans to reduce the suckler cow herd to facilitate the expansion, and I appreciate your assistance in allaying that perception that may be there to the contrary. I certainly, and no policy that the department has introduced could sustain that perception, because in fact all of the efforts that we have made have been about trying to deliver supports, whether it is restoring 50 million to ANC, bringing it up to 250 million that it's now at, or the Beef Environmental Efficiency Programme, or indeed the current EU aid scheme that we will administer before the end of the year. All of the endeavour in terms of any funds that we can get our hands on have been targeted at the beef sector. And as I said earlier, in the context of the latter scheme, it is intended that it will be paid in 2019.